qualified as a personal trainer with the experts, the Australian Institute of Fitness. Hit fitness.edu.au for more.
Posties are doing it tough on the streets of Melbourne because of dogs. Now, I didn't realise that dogs were still an issue for posties. Dogs cause 51 injuries to posties. They caused 51 injuries in Victoria last year.
Yeah. One a week. Yeah.
One a week.
It's not that many.
Well, it's still a dog attacking a postie.
I tend to agree with you. I would have thought there might be more. Well, but yeah. I guess maybe...
Is that in Victoria?
That's in Victoria, yeah.
You know, think how many houses there are, the posties delivered to every single house every single day, and how many dogs there are. That's pretty good stat.
Actually, it's not bad. You're right. It's not
a bad
stat.
Think about all the accidents and how many times.
What's the population of Victoria?
Ah, it'd be 6 mil, would it?
Probably four and a half mil.
You've got 6 million houses or 4.5 houses.
Yeah.
Well, no, then you've got 5 people in each house. So I'm just trying to do the
math. Just round it off. Just say 1 million.
Yeah. Okay. 51, that's not bad.
Yeah, out of a million, that's not too bad. You've got to think about the amount of times that a car could maybe reverse and hit a postie. It's more dangerous.
Yeah, so you're saying, you think, because what's interesting is that this has become such a problem that posties are now going to be using ultrasonic whistles to ward off dog attacks.
Oh.
So it's like walking around with your own personal alarm, which I would love because I have a fear of a lot of dogs. So
well, that could
I
be
think
dangerous.
I love this.
You've got to think of the elderly. Like, imagine that noise. It could scare people.
I don't think people can hear it. I think it's that it operates on a level that human ears can't get.
It's very high pitched.
So the dog, only the dog can hear it. What, did the dog tell us that?
That's true.
How would you
did
know?
You not know that?
What?
Well, I'm just sure.
Simple test.
Isn't that a fact? Yeah. I thought that was just a fact.
Dogs
there
can hear
it
high
dog pitches.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But
you
raised an interesting point that if there is one dog attack a week, then there might be things that posties are dealing with more frequently. Like, I mean, 131060 posties, if you're listening, we love getting behind a profession here in Melbourne.
I love my postie. He's the best.
Yeah, so I've got great posties. I've got a few of them.
Do you like the motorbike man or the bike rider better?
Well, I like them all. I don't want to. I've got a bike rider. Yeah. I've got a motorbike rider, and I've got the van, the delivery van that brings online shopping.
Yeah, that's a courier though, isn't it?
No, I think it's Australia Post.
Oh, okay,
isn't
no,
it?
Great.
There you go.
Yeah,
doing a bit of shopping online, are we, Boxy?
Oh, I haven't left the house for a few months. but this would be fun, 131060, to talk to posties. Maybe you've got grievances that go beyond dogs. Maybe dogs are a problem. Maybe they're not a bigger problem. Maybe there are bigger problems.
Okay.
Maybe those people that stop you at the gate and insist on talking to you for 15 minutes when you just want to get about and do your job.
I love chatting with them. But I had a dog called Flopsy, a little chihuahua back in the day, and he hated the postie. He'd go nuts every single day. Oh, my God. Because this dog's so small. It's like tiny.
Oh, a little Flopsy.
It's the one that like the influencers put in their handbags.
Yes.
Like I had one of those before the influencers.
Right, gotcha.
And used to go nuts.
All right. We'll see how we go here.
Yapping dogs would be on the list. But basically call up and vent posties.
Okay, we'll see how we go. 131060. Do you think you need an ultrasonic whistle as well? Maybe the posties do need it.
Yeah, we'll support you. We're getting behind our posties.
Yeah, we are. There's only 51 of them in Victoria. Hopefully one of them calls.
131060.
1019.
The Fox.
Our posties, they're going to be armed with ultrasonic devices to ward off dog attacks because last year there were 51 dog attacks on posties. Fev, you've suggested that maybe that's not as many as it could have been.
Yeah,
just one
I just
a week.
Think that's a low stat. But I reckon I'm not really qualified for too much, but I reckon I could be a postie. I reckon it'd be
a great
job.
Yeah, you'd be a great postie.
Like I'd ride the bike so I get fit and you get to talk to people all day.
You wouldn't do the scooter, the motorbike?
No. I'd just ride because then I'm getting fit.
Yeah.
But I'd love to get
you'd
around
be a good
and chat.
Postie.
Yeah.
Imagine Fev just sort of trotting around as Postman Fev.
Postman Fev. Mate, it'd be a great job.
Well, before you apply, Fev, why don't we find out? Because we've said posties. Give us a call.
I don't need to apply yet. I've still got this job. just saying if this something happened.
Right, you'll become a postman.
You've got a job.
It'd actually be a good job.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do posties deal with, though? There's clearly dog attacks. Maybe there's other things that
you
need to be mindful of.
You just take little treats for the dogs. You go,
You'd end up like the Pied Piper. You'd end up with about 50 dogs following you. Alex from Launching Place. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Alex, are you a postie?
No. So my partner's been a postie for over 10 years. And I've been with her for six of those, nearly seven of those years. So I have seen quite a bit. In terms of the dogs, that it's definitely an issue. Those stats are probably going off of people that have actually reported it.
Ah, good point, Alex.
Very often.
Right. Yep.
That's a great point, because you'd be the number of times you'd get bitten by a dog but not report it. They could be worse than we realise.
Yeah, you're not calling the cops, are you? You might have just had a little go at your ankle or something. You're not gonna call emergency services.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. And the other thing as well, I've actually been waiting for this topic to come up a lot, because I often hear you on your show, you know, congratulate ambulances and all those amazing services. But I feel like post use an industry that they work so hard and put up with so much, and they really just don't get any recognition of it.
That's so true.
Run over a lot of times.
I often
run
think
over.
Like, run over?
Yeah, run over a lot.
By cars. I said that. Yeah. That's a stat.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hey,
yeah,
Roxy.
They're actually off at the moment due to being run over. So.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well done to all the posties and be nice.
What's your partner's name?
Courtney. Courtney.
Shout out to Courtney.
You got to always think, Boxy, like in the middle of winter, freezing, you don't want to go outside. Posties are still doing, they're still delivering the mail.
Oh, I agree.
They're
and
riding out there
with,
in the rain.
Yeah, you know, I think that's great. I'm and it's great that Alex brought that up.
Sorry to hear about Courtney. And I suppose, guys, dogs maybe aren't the number one issue if people are not working because they're getting hit by cars out there.
Because me thinking about me being a postie when it's like hot.
Oh, yeah, you were thinking of sort of just a nice day.
Getting fit and... I'm not thinking when it's 2 degrees and it's pouring and hailing.
And dogs are chasing you and cars are reversing over you.
I don't want that post.
No, I bet you don't. No. Chris in Rockbank. Hi, Chris.
Hello, how you doing?
You're good, Chris. Chris, are you a postie?
I used to be a postie, yeah. Not anymore, but I used to be.
But what were you dealing with? How tough is it out there on the streets?
Probably one of the toughest incidents I had was getting hit by a car myself.
Wow.
Gee.
Yeah, a guy was reversing out of his driveway and his tire bar went straight into my left foot.
Mate,
I reckon this happens all the time, Boxy. You got to think, when you reverse your car, you're not looking for someone walking past, are you?
No,
I often toot the horn when I reverse. Yeah. Do you do that?
I just go really slowly.
Yeah. That's probably a smart thing to do, too.
Really slowly. Oh, gee. I mean, look, maybe the posties don't need ultrasonic whistles. Maybe they need some armour.
Okay, there's a solution. Thank you so much, Veef.
101.9 The Fox.
Married at First Sight fans would be excited because Cam and Jules are now married officially.
Again?
That is again, exactly. But for all the people who hate that show, and that's one of the, I guess, most maligned reality series, people think that's a bit much and a bit trashy. Well, there's one pretty good success story, I guess. I mean, I don't watch the show, Fev. So.
Yeah, I watch the show. It is a success. But does a current affair need to run an hour and 38-minute?
Interesting decision, wasn't it?
I was bewildered.
Well, look, they've come under fire for many reasons.
Big word, Byron.
It's a massive word. Well done.
But
I'll let you know what it means after.
Thank you.
They've been in the news the past week because of this wedding. Not only are they did they obviously sell the exclusive rights to A Current Affair, who broadcast it for an hour and a half. They were dropping bridesmaids. Mel Lucarelli, one of the other MAFS contestants, who's a friend of ours, she got dropped as a bridesmaid.
Yeah, she got dumped.
And people are coming out saying Jules is a bridezilla. You go, well, is this happening? Anyway, let's have a quick listen, because one of my favourite parts of the wedding was, of all the people to drop, if you're dropping bridesmaids, maybe drop the celebrant who lost their voice.
Jules, I give you this ring as a gift. You're my wife. Make this ring make you smile every day. The beautiful future that's yet to come.
Cam, I give you this ring as a gift to symbolise my personal promise of an unbreakable love and trust. You're my husband.
And to now pronounce you husband and wife, Cam, you may kiss your beautiful.
She's been on the durries. Now, Roxy, I actually watched this yesterday. I'm ashamed to say it. I watched it. I don't know why, because there was probably nothing. There was actually nothing else on TV. There was some stupid dessert show and something else. So I actually watched this.
Yeah.
And they were on the harbour. And they dropped the charter boat that they were on for her hens, and they had the reporter on there, and they said, "Oh, how secretive is this?" She goes, "Well, my mum doesn't even know where we are right now." They thought they were Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, like they're MAFS contestants.
I know.
Who gives a stuff? Who cares?
Well, what was what I
Why
think
was it
is
so secretive?
Well, I think because they've done deals with everybody. So it sounds like it's the biggest contra wedding I've ever heard of. Now, look, I don't. When you're in the spotlight, you get offered things for free. And Feb, on occasion, you take them and you enjoy that that little perk you get. But to have your whole wedding kitted out, just we've got a highlight of some of the grabs of, I'm guessing, a lot of venues that were given a kickback.
So or how's it work, Boxer? You drop the name, like I'll say, oh, I go to the Half Moon all the time, and then they get free stuff.
Exactly. Well, these are just some of the names that were mentioned all through the hour and a half that you would have witnessed. De Bortoli Wines, Cironi Jewelers, The Fabled Florette, The Florist, Chandeliers to Die For, Move Dance Studios got a plug. These, actually, let's listen to some of the plugs
Pantry,
as they happened.
Lobster Cave.
Here we go. No, they're yours. Here we go.
We're at Blue Bar in Balmain, and I'm with all my nearest and dearest.
Where are we going today?
It's called the Charter Entourage. How big are we talking for the ceiling chandeliers?
I think the biggest that we're going to go with is about 1.6.
I know you've got your jewellery in here. Can we have a quick squeeze?
Oh,
come on.
So excited.
Show me the diamonds.
So, yeah, this is my necklace from Cironi that I'm wearing with my gown.
Cam's Bucks kicks off with a lunch at Bar M in Sydney's Rushcutters Bay.
Oh, yes, even the Bucks was free. Well done.
I mean, a lot of plugs there, a lot of things they got for free. And but the thing is, you don't, you know, they're Married at First Sight reality stars who've just like, what, a year ago, they didn't have a profile to, I guess, use to leverage to get free stuff. There's nothing better than when you get free stuff. And we thought we'd celebrate this by asking everybody in Melbourne, what did you get for free?
What did you get free? What did you get free? What did you get free? Cost you nothing.
Oh, this will be fun on 13, 10, 60. And this needn't be just in the world of celebrities, Phoebe.
No, quite the opposite. Like, that's the thing. We want to hear from people who aren't celebrities. What did you get for free? What did you? Because when you get something for free, it gives you a high and you can't get over it. You keep bringing it up. Years later, you're celebrating something you got for free.
My highlight, Boxy, last night, because you didn't watch it, was Jeff Quirk drove him in Mercedes-Benz Brighton to the wedding. Did you see that?
I did not. But he
didn't. That's,
you know, Jeff is such a lovely guy. He would do that.
Okay, unbelievable.
From Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Shameless. All right, so 13, 10, 60. I'm trying to give you an example in the non-celebrity world of something you might get for free.
What do you get for free, then?
And how you might get it. No, well, I work on the show. Oh, very funny. 13, 10, 60.
Well, you might get a free haircut if your sister-in-law's a hairdresser.
Cool. I get a free haircut. My wife's my wife. There we go.
I remember when I used to have a friend that worked at a cinema and I'd get free movies that she should have let me through. This is back when I was at uni. Right. I'd occasionally get to slip into a free movie.
I used to get free Maccas when I worked at McDonald's.
Of course you did.
I made him a chicken meal every day. It was the best.
Great. So this needn't be in the world of weddings. This would just be anything that you get for
anything
free.
Anything you
absolutely
get for free.
Absolutely love it. This
even
is great.
When you go, even when you were younger and you went to like the fish and chip shop and you'd just be waiting for your fish and chips, and our fish and chip guy used to always from the top shop used to give us like a steamed dim sim.
Oh,
that's why we're waiting.
Great win.
And it used to, that'd be better than your meal.
Okay.
Because you just loved it.
When I worked at Maya, I'd get 25% off black and white clothing.
Okay.
We used to love that little discount.
That's enough examples now. 13, 10, 60 is
probably what happened. Too many discounts.
We will take your calls of what you got for free after this on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Now, Cam and Jules from Married at First Sight are definitely milking their 15 minutes of fame, and why not? I mean, look, if it happens to you, go for it. Get what you can. And they've gotten their weddings seemingly for free. So every part of their wedding that was televised on A Current Affair last night, from the flowers to the chandeliers to the food.
And they got their first one free too.
Exactly. But look, the truth is, when you get a freebie, and I think at some stage Cam and Jules, they'll go back into normal domestic life where they're not in the spotlight, and they'll probably for years go, remember when we got our whole wedding for free?
I might do this, Boxy. Me and Schnooksy should get married for the show. Free wedding.
Oh, you'd get everything for free. Don't worry about that.
You would anyway. Amazing. We certainly know who'd be doing the catering, the Lobster Cave.
We'll get driven by them, and we'll do it on the Fox world famous rooftop. When Katy Perry comes out. Oh, yes. That's actually a good idea.
See, lots of people get things for free, don't they?
Oh, I've got a jingle as well.
Yes, please.
What did you get free? What did you get free? What did you get
free?
Cost you nothing.
Dania in Altona North. Hi, Dania.
Hi.
What, Fev?
I was just going to do a bit of Grant Dania.
Oh,
No, it's not Grant Dania. It's not Grant Dania.
I held myself.
It's just Dania.
What did you get for free?
Well, I'm a school teacher, and last year one of my students gave me a free car wash from his dad's car wash.
Oh,
how good's a free car wash?
be the last colour.
That's great.
I reckon when she got the car washed, it hurt her like
her speakers on her phone.
Car, yep. Because it might have got in there. Couldn't hear a word she was saying.
Yeah, no. But still, that's a great. Nothing. You know what? When something's free, it either tastes better if it's food. If that car wash would have felt cleaner because it was free.
Car washers make a lot of money. Yeah, I'd love to invest in a car. I should have brought one back in the day.
Mm.
They make so much money. A friend of ours had a car wash, and they are millionaires.
Gee,
you don't think that many people use it? Too late now. They're everywhere.
Well, no, they're always busy. Anytime I've gone up to a car wash, so there's always a queue.
Would you go in and pay, your $14 to go through the automatic one? Or would you stop and put your $8 in, your $2 coins to wash it? Or would you go in and have a coffee through the drive-through one? Which one would you
choose? I didn't know there were all these options.
Yes. Mate, there's so many options.
I want the one where I don't have to do much.
Good stuff.
That's the one you just sit in.
We'll have a separate meeting about potentially opening up our own car wash after the show.
Carly, an officer. Hi, Carly.
It's amazing. I'm a passionate.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Carly. What did you get for free?
So it wasn't actually me. It was my Labradoodle, Calvin. He actually got a free groom and a whole bag of treats. So he was really happy.
Oh, how good is that? A free groom and some treats for the pup. Oh, I love it. Yep. This is great stuff.
Pet-equipped by Caroline in Elwood.
Well, there we go. Now we're plugging them on air here.
Now you're getting another groom for free.
I hope that dog doesn't have Instagram, because dogs, as we know, should not have Instagram.
Yeah, well, they should.
It's a separate issue. Well,
you know what I love,
Lizzie Rosie Box has.
No, I buy a coffee every day from a coffee shop, and they give you a card. So when you get a certain amount, so I think if you buy 5, you get the next one for free.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better. You've already spent, they're like $5 each. So you've already spent like $30 for the week. But then on the Monday morning when you rock up and you get that free coffee. Because it's not for free. Because you've just spent $30 on 5 of them.
Yeah,
But it feels like it's free tastes better than the ones you pay for.
That's so true. That's like at nail salons. You get your things ticked off. But I always lose the card. I never get my free one. Matt in Broadmeadows. Matty, what did you get for free?
Hey, so about 4 months ago, my uncle bought a chicken and fish shop.
Yep.
Yum.
And hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you
very well. We're just waiting for the free stuff.
We bought a chicken and fish shop about 4 months ago, and ever since, about almost every day, I've been eating fish, chips, burgers, veggies, pasta, whatever you can think of for the past 4 months. It's been saving me about $300 a month.
Gee, okay. Well, hang on. Is he overdoing it, Pete? I mean, this man's trying to set up a business. I feel like this guy might be eating all his profits.
I am overdoing it, and I tell him every week, are you sure you don't mind? Are you sure you don't mind?
He'd be like, Maddie, come in and I feed you.
But yeah, before he opened the business, I'd spend close to $300 a month on food. And now, every single day I'm there, I'm having potatoes, veggies, pasta, salad, fish, burgers, you name it, I've got it.
Well, I feel like FIFA...
300 a month's not that much.
You're sort of treating your uncle's shop like the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, FIFA had serious dental surgery yesterday. She's had a tooth yanked out, and look, she suddenly got a little lightheaded. I'm sure, look, everything's fine in the long run, but she's had to go... She normally does the show from the spare room there in the house. She's had to just...
She's gone to the little room.
Yeah, go have a little breather there. So yeah. we'll push on, Fev, as we do. 131060 is our number. It is 8 minutes past 8. Now, remember, Beat the Bonbon is not far away.
Now the captain of the ship's ducked off. It's time to talk Fartgate.
No.
I've been so excited about this, but we didn't want to bring it up with Boxy because she's been feeling sick.
Right.
So last night, it's trending all over the internet.
You've called it Fartgate, have you?
It's been called Fartgate.
Okay.
It's everywhere. Hmm. Where a guy was on Hardball with Chris Matthews on Monday night. It's a US politician. Is it Eric Swalwell?
Swalwell, yeah.
Yeah. So he's having a little chat by correspondence with Chris Matthews, and this happened by...
So it's on the equivalent of like an American CNN type show.
He's just having a little... It's like The Project. He's sitting on The Project. He's doing a little bit of a chat with Chris Matthews, and this happened.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Oh, boy.
He farted. Okay. Everyone loves fart, and I'm a child, and I love a fart. I was in a football club, and when we have a meeting, there'd be 45 blokes in there. You're sitting through a two-hour meeting. It's like, ugh, please go away.
Okay.
Rather put pins in my eyes, and someone will go... Oh, mate, just breaks it. Everyone loves a fart.
Thief really wishes she was here right now, I'm sure.
Everyone loves a fart. And a lot of people have written on Instagram, on Twitter, mate, it's a fart. Everyone loves a fart.
So is he denied? Is he saying, no, what could that possibly be if it's not him breaking wind? Is he denied that it was?
I don't think we've heard from him yet,
but
it hasn't taken long for everyone to suspect what happened, because you can hear it.
With blatant.
But he actually paused and he raised his shoulders and went...
Okay, thank you. There's a suggestion, apparently, we've just been let in.
My favourite story.
There's a suggestion that it's the vibration of a phone.
And no, now it's not.
No, just for the sake of clarity, Fev, and I know Fief would not approve of us replaying this audio, but let's just check. Could this be the vibration of a phone? Now that we know that, let's have a listen.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
That ain't no phone.
That's the Fox.
Everyone loves a fart.
101.9 The Fox.
I hear you talking, it's cause confusion. Is your accent real or fake? I'm just not sure.
I reckon he's real, but I reckon he's fake.
But I am suspicious, I have more questions. But you need to keep on speaking, cause I have to know for sure. Is it real or fake?
That's fake.
Clearly fake.
True.
Is it real or fake? Is the accent real, or is it a fake?
I don't know.
Now, Fief, by the way, will be back either in the next half hour or so, or not at all.
24 hours.
Yeah, no, she had dental surgery, and she's okay. You know, it's nothing too serious, but she's had to go and just sort of sort some things out. Anyway, this is a fun game. It's where you call us on 13 10 60, Fev. Either you just have a lovely natural accent and you just speak to us, or you put a fake one on and try and fool us. 13 10 60 is the number when we play the game.
Yeah, I love this game. At the moment, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is the English version is in Australia. They do it at the Gold Coast. Jeez, it'd be hot there in the hinterland, up there in the mountains. Oh, there'd be bugs biting
them. The poms, yeah.
They'd be biting them everywhere.
Struggling.
Obviously, the Australian one's in South Africa, and I won it. Anyway, that's not part of the story.
Never mentions that.
No, never mentioned that. But there's a contestant on there. Well, Caitlyn Jenner's on it at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Which is, that's why we're all over it. Because I've actually been watching this on Instagram and on Twitter, because Caitlyn Jenner's on. But Nadine Coyle, who's a Northern Irish accent, I think she's a singer.
Yeah, she's in the band Girls Aloud. Yeah. I know that much about her.
And all the poms are asking for subtitles because they can't quite understand her Northern Irish accent. This is it here.
I want to come across as myself, but I want to be a brave version of myself. I've actually thought about it. You know the rope bridges on the way in? What if I can't even get onto that?
Almost got that. Something about rope branches?
Yeah, that's real. And obviously, for the English, they can't quite get the Northern Irish accent.
Right.
But it's quite annoying. I've been watching her on Instagram, and I can't quite get what she's saying either.
You can't understand what she's saying.
But I like it.
It's a real accent that no one can understand. Call us now. This is always fun.
Oh, shit.
Are you okay? Just turn your phone off. Are you quite right? Okay, good on you.
Sorry.
13 10 60. Call us and just speak in your lovely natural accent, or put one on. See if you can fool Feb.
Just a wee little bit, yeah.
13 10 60. That's fake. 13 10 60. This is always fun.
101.9 The Fox.
Is it real or fake?
That's fake.
Clearly fake.
True.
Is it real or fake? Is the accent real? Or is it a fake?
I don't know.
Oh, we love playing this.
Pretty simple game, Byron, isn't
it? Can you fool Fev and myself? If Fief was here, she could easily be fooled as well by either a lovely natural accent or one that you're putting on. And we've got to try and work it out. It's on the back of Nadine Coyle, currently doing I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here UK. Unfortunately, Fev, no one can understand Nadine Coyle.
They want subtitles, Byron, so... but she's quite aware of it. She actually mentions it herself. So I've been reading through Twitter. A lot of people love it. A lot of people go, they're driving insane.
Right. She's an Irish
Northern Irish.
I wonder if we'll get any Irish callers here. We'll see how we go.
We've got Minnie from Altona. Good morning, Minnie.
Oh, good morning. How are you, Poppet?
Did she overcook it with the Poppet?
And where are you from?
Me, I'm from West Britain.
West Britain.
You know what? I've got a gut feel that it's fake, Fev, but I'm not speaking for you. My gut feel is fake.
You can ask me some questions if you like.
Oh, gosh.
If we like.
We like Sussex. Are they a good soccer team?
Well, I'm not very popular with the, you know, the footy, so I don't really...
Yeah, footy, no, you're not.
I don't say footy, no.
You're a fake.
Absolutely not. You're fake, aren't you?
No.
What?
You're real?
Of course I am, no.
Yes. As soon as you said footy, you were done.
Yeah, there we go.
Because they call it soccer.
Obviously,
I liked it.
This segment does rely on some honesty. You do have to just tell us, if we ask if you're fake, try and be honest about it. Let's go to the next one, Fev.
Marie from Bundoora. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you from?
Well, if I tell you, then you'd know that I'm that I'm real or fake.
Well, hang on. She just sounds like a sort of a... I'm really confused. That's just... We're just chatting to Marie, who sounds just...
So where were you born, Marie?
In Germany.
In Germany? Ah.
Yeah. I like Bratwurst, and I'm, like, going to the Oktoberfest and Rammstein music.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But this breaks all the rules because she...
Do you
just
like
spoke
going to,
us...
to the Munich Brauhaus?
Mm. Yeah.
Nah, come on. You spoke to us. You spoke to us in English beforehand, in Australian.
Born in Hamburg. I've been here 10 years.
Okay,
oh, you are German.
Well, that's unbelievable. All right. Wow. Well, that's completely changed
the
game.
You threw us off the scent.
Wow. There are probably some rules that this game needs to just quickly cross check.
For living here for 10 years, her Australian accent's got... She's on.
You meant to try and keep it, aren't you?
Oh, she's lost her German.
What accent would you say and your father has?
Oh, he doesn't have any. He can't speak any English. Okay. He can't even speak Italian, and that's very funny. God. Tyler from West Meadows. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Are you Canadian?
I'm actually American. I'm from North Dakota. It's sort of close to the border.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds legit as to me.
Yeah, it sounds legit. What NFL teams around that area?
Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, the Vikings. Yes. They're no good, are they?
No, I'm a Packers fan, so.
Yeah, me too. Cheeseheads.
You guys are getting on great.
Yes. Good. I'm going to say you are American.
I'm actually Australian. Sorry.
Oh, Australian. You were brilliant.
You were very good. I reckon you'd be our best ever.
Ever.
I spent a couple of years in the US studying over there, so I picked up a little bit.
Yeah, well done, Tyler.
That's unbelievable. Jeez, there's a prize involved, but there's not.
What did you try to be then? What was that one?
Well, that was just... Oh, that was my American accent, but yeah, I don't know.
That sounded a bit English. Okay. Anyway, well done.
That was good stuff. 28 past
he nailed
eight
that.
Here at the Fox. He was
sold
that
you,
good.
And you've got an American passport.
I'm still thrown from the German girl that was speaking Australian.
Yeah, she sucked us in, but Tyler actually was... Because you're American.
Oh, I'm not American.
We've got an American passport.
Yeah, man.
101.9 The Fox.
Byron, we're coming into the silly season. The silly season is Christmas.
Yes, correct, Fev.
And around a workplace, many people and families also do this as well, so you don't always buy presents for your family. You do a secret Santa, where you lift out a name, you get that person, and you buy them a present. Some people have a limit on the presents.
Well, that's, well, traditionally a Secret Santa or a Kris Kringle.
$50 or $10 bucks or $20.
Well, you do have a limit, yes.
You do have a limit. And you were on the plane coming home from Dubai, Singapore / Japan the other week when we went over to Tradeoke, and you were watching The Office.
Because there's been a suggestion here on the team from Leon, I believe, our executive producer, that maybe our team should have a Secret Santa this year.
Yeah, we will. We'll get into that.
I did see an episode of The US Office that I thought was pretty funny. The boss, Michael Scott, sort of missed the whole point of a Secret Santa, which is just everyone's equal, just spend the same money.
Well are they?
Well, he's used it to try and just impress everybody, and he's ended up going, well, a little over the limit with his gift. This is from The Office.
Brian.
Oh. Whoa. Video iPod.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Somebody really got carried away with the spirit of Christmas.
That was me.
I got carried away with the spirit.
Wasn't there a $20 limit on the gift? This is $400.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you left the price tag on.
I did? Why? Oh, shoot.
and then, of course, he makes it even worse.
So Phyllis is basically saying, hey, Michael, I know you did a lot to help the office this year, but I only care about you a homemade oven mitt's worth. I gave Ryan an iPod.
Yeah, that's not the point. I mean, Michael Scott, that is not the point of a Secret Santa.
It is the point.
It's not, you don't know.
It is, that's the point.
131060, we thought we'd have a bit of fun with this. Maybe warn us, if you in your workplace or maybe amongst your family have had a Secret Santa stuff up, please
it's
give
a
us
stress. It's
please,
a stress.
It is a stressful thing. Call us and share the stories. I don't know if this is the right thing for our team to do.
Well, it is. It is if you were generous, because what happens is... whoever gets me or Fee are going to get a great present. And whoever gets you, whoever you get is going to get a real crap one.
Because it's not a competition.
It's not a competition, but it's like, oh, it's secrets. It's Christmas. It's about giving.
All right.
You don't put a limit on giving.
Okay, 13, 10, 60. That's what you feel. 13, 10, 60. Leon, we would have a limit of, say, $50. Would you have thought $50 was fair?
I think $50 for off-air and maybe $100 for on-air.
Why I reckon not? Probably more for on-air, yeah. Okay.
Well,
100%.
Not sure about that.
But Byron would give, you know, we get those little things given to us, like free socks and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, it'd be a massive re-gift.
It'd be a massive re-gift.
I've got a whole cupboard's worth of free promo stuff that's ready to go.
Yeah, and we'd have to put a tag on our Instagram for it as well.
Okay, 13 10 60 is the number. Give us a call if it hasn't quite worked out at your workplace with the Secret Santa. It can be a very stressful thing. 13 10 60 here at the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Anyway, what do you reckon, guys? This show, now, Fee will be back on deck tomorrow. Look, we'd have to get Fee's position on this. What would she make
of... I think she'd be all over a Secret Santa. So she wouldn't want a limit.
The broader show of Fee, Fee, and Byron thinking about a Secret Santa, but do these work in the workplace? Do these even work at home? Things can go wrong with a Secret Santa. Of course, for those unfamiliar, you know, it's normally secretive. There's a dollar limit. You all exchange gifts.
A dollar limit?
There is a dollar amount limit.
Oh, God, I'm thinking you're thinking it's going to be $1. You tight ass.
What can go wrong?
Daniela from Clyde.
Hi, guys. We had the Secret Santa at work, $20 limit. I felt sorry for my girlfriend who's sitting next to me. She's 22 years old, single, no kids, nothing. And she got a pair of $2 Christmas socks that you would buy for a baby.
Oh, hang on. Well, that's clearly a breach of the rules, and that's going way under the limit.
Oh, well, I felt awful because I got the owner of the company, and I got like a $300 Body Shop basketball goodie. So,
see, perfect.
But again, this is why...
It's perfect.
It shouldn't be based on, oh, I had the rich person in the team, so they gave me an expensive gift.
Well, that's the luck of the draw, man. Well,
so in our team, everyone will be hoping that Fee or Fev gets... You get them.
Yeah, they'd be wrapped.
So you get it. But don't go over the limit because some of us don't make as much money as you.
I'd be wrapped if I got someone out there. if you got... I'd be filthy if you got me.
Mate, if it's $50 for all, then this whole thing goes away.
You would spend $50, I don't reckon. You would not.
Remember once on this show. Okay, sorry, it's not Christmas related. Remember when the generous and lovely Dave Thornton, who used to work on this show, he had an idea that everyone should get bottles of champagne for Easter.
I said,
you don't give Easter champagne.
I brought bottles in.
That's ridiculous.
Chris from Cranbourne. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
15 years ago it happened, and we still talk about it every year. We had a $15 limit, and our manager is on $100,000+. He gave the bowl of fruit from our kitchen that was paid for by the company to his Chris Kringle.
Well, that is a tight ass. I mean, that's the boss. That's a disgrace.
Do you still do it now?
We still do Kris Kringle, and it's still been really good. But this one here, we keep talking about it every year.
If I was that boss, I'd just give the fruit every year.
That's my gag. My gag is I'm going to hardly give anyone anything. That's going to be my gag.
You would give one of those stockings with the chocolates in it from Cadbury. Simon from Abbotsford, good morning.
I do have some underwork socks.
Good morning.
How's it gone wrong with Secret Santa, mate?
Well, it didn't really go wrong for me, but for my immediate team, a couple of years ago we did a Secret Santa, and I told all of them that they had me.
Well done.
So hang on, he's cleaned up.
You cleaned up.
Yeah, so I told them all, look, you're not allowed to talk about it because we're such a small team, you'll work it out too easily. So, you know, no talking amongst yourselves, and you've all got me.
Well, hang on a minute.
Well done.
That's not the Christmas spirit.
Did you buy everyone else a present?
Well, I took them out for dinner and gifts. And
still,
one of the girls was pretty furious that there was nothing there for her.
I'd love to work at Simon's work.
Yeah, well.
That's good pranks, mate.
Well done, Simon. I'm glad you had fun. We're no closer to working out whether
we'll do it.
Leon, what do you think? We'll do it?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, I think there's a rule, though, as well. I think with the gift, you give the receipt. Just as proof of purchase.
So clinical.
And let's not put Greg in there.
Okay, well, Byron's a bit limp.
So we'll all sit around and he won't get it.
Where are you going to get into? No, until after 10 o'clock, straight into the free-for-all. Get
qualified as a personal trainer with the experts, the Australian Institute of Fitness. Hit fitness.edu.au for more.